Inside Mac.
For Friday, September 8th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Mac users learn to fend for themselves, iTunes reaches yet another milestone, and Amazon's new movie service says no thanks to Mac users. iTunes has hit a milestone as it has sold its 10 millionth song. When iTunes was first revealed, it only offered a program to manage an MP3 collection. Apple Matter says it was met with great skepticism as the CEO of BuyMusic.com said iTunes was great but was on the wrong platform. Soon after the iPod was added and iTunes transformed from just another iApp to an income-generating hotspot. And by the way, soon after that, BuyMusic.com folded. The doubts quickly lessened as each successful year passed. And now, as Apple announced that they have sold over 10 million songs, doubts about the success of iTunes have been buried. And if you use a Mac in the corporate world, you're on your own, as a recent survey that was designed to investigate the backup habits of computer users discovered Mac users are often forced to do it themselves. According to Macworld UK, the survey that was conducted by specialist JPY showed that Mac users are falling through the cracks in the data backup strategies of big businesses. The survey found that Windows users have full support from the IT department. 55% receive access to networked and automated backups, but 45% of Mac users back up their documents by manually archiving to CD or DVD, and 10% of Mac users surveyed use online storage or will email important documents. The report also shows that Mac users are much more handy in a crisis, as 56.8% of Windows users went running to the IT department for help if any work was lost, while 82.9% of Mac users that had already backed up simply fired up their single-user backup software or grabbed files from a CD or DVD archive. According to JPY Managing Director John Yardley, the fact that Macs are treated as second-class citizens on larger corporate networks is no surprise. There are few cross-platform solutions for networked backup or archiving. He also said it's a testament to the ingenuity of Mac users that they don't back up any less than other platforms, but without professional tools they deserve. And Amazon.com revealed the Unbox video store, which will allow U.S. users to buy or rent TV shows, movies, and other video content from the internet. The company said their new video store is offering thousands of DVD-quality videos from over 30 movie and TV studios, which can be stored on up to 2 PCs and 2 portable video players at once. But if you have a Mac, walk the other way, because Mac users are not welcome, and neither are iPods. According to PlaylistMag.com, macOS 10 users cannot shop at Unbox. The service only works on Microsoft's Windows XP, and even users with older PCs may find it difficult to meet Unbox's hardware requirements. Because a PC needs a 1.5 gig microprocessor and 512 megabytes of memory, in addition to a DirectX compliant video and sound card, the service will compete with iTunes and is also considered a direct threat to traditional DVD services from companies such as Blockbuster and Netflix. The charge for most movies is between $7.99 and $14.99. Rentals of the latest movies are set for $3.99. Coming up, how to take your fitness trainer with you wherever you go. More details to come when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple has updated its hot deals site with offerings from Audio MIDI and Small Dog Electronics. Audio MIDI is offering deals on the Total Workstation bundle from IK Multimedia. It includes Sample Tank, Sonic Synth 2, 3 virtual instrument workstation plug-in suites, and over 8,000 multi-sample sounds. And AudioMIDI.com's Synth Legends Night DVD is being offered as well. Small Dog Electronics has deals on Mac-compatible hardware and software products that include Tivoli Portable Audio Weather Resistant AM-FM Playback System for the iPod, Griffin iTrip FM Auto Changer with Dock Connector, Altec Lansing InMotion 9 Speaker System for the iPod, or get a 2GB RAM kit for the Mac Pro. This is just a sample of the deals being offered. Check out hotdeals.apple.com for more. Geffen has announced a new 8x1 DVI switcher and an enhanced 4x1 HDTV switcher for multiple source integration. It features plug-and-play capabilities, and both switchers enable users to access multiple high-definition computers and sources using one input on any high-definition display. The 8x1 DVI switcher comes in a rack-mountable case and provides 8 DVI inputs and 1 DVI output. Users can access their preferred source using the IR remote that comes with the unit or through the RS-232 port, allowing for serial communication systems integration and control. The 4x1 HDTV switcher offers enhanced features such as local switching on the unit, plus RS-232 and IR remote control. It comes with 4 DVI inputs and 1 output. The unit supports computer systems, DVD players, and satellite set-top boxes equipped with DVI. Zennicom has unveiled BluePod, claiming it'll bring Bluetooth functionality to Apple's dockable iPod players. The device looks much like a tiny iPod shuffle in form and control, but it functions as a Bluetooth dongle that works with a phone to display a caller's ID on the iPod screen and automatically lowers playback volume for conversing. According to iPodNN, the Bluetooth features a built-in FM tuner, but does not support transferring files from an iPod to another Bluetooth device. Pricing and availability for the BluePod is currently unavailable. And lastly, Pod Fitness has recently partnered with Marware to bundle exclusive deals with a protective case for the iPod called Sports Suit. The two companies have also announced that they are designing additional product initiatives as well as cross-promotional plans to enhance the fitness enthusiast experience. According to MacNN, Pod Fitness is planning to distribute Marware products online and said our partnership with Marware brings together the premier iPod accessory maker and Pod Fitness. Now, not only can you take your iPod with you to work out, but you can have a real trainer provide instruction and motivation throughout every session. And those were the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.